Welcome to the Sacred Fame Podcast. My name is Kasia Rashfall. I'm excited to be here with you today. I was planning for this episode and thinking I would share a little bit more about my journey with numerology and how, first of all, I studied it, and then I threw it all out, and how it helped me to come back to a different version of myself, a more deep connection with myself. So 2021 was an intense year for so many of us. So was 2020. So is 2022, right? There's intensity in all of it. And I was, after I studied the numerology, I became obsessed with tracking the energies of every day, every month. I looked at my own soul agreements and had my whole year charted out, kind of was like, okay, this is the energy I'm going to be playing with. This is what I can expect to experience, not necessarily telling me what I would experience or the outcomes that I would achieve, but more the energetics of the experience itself. And in the fall of 2021, I found myself in this very dark night of the soul place again. It's somewhere I had been before in my life where you kind of take a look at your life and what's happening and, you know, add to that the stuff that was happening out in the world, the intensity, the struggle, the disconnection, the narratives, the conflict, all of that. And found myself most of the fall of 2021 feeling like nothing mattered. I wanted to call the mothership on a daily basis to come and get me, and kind of became this running joke, you know, with my family and my friends of I'm in this dark place and I want the mothership to come and get me. You know, it was kind of funny, but not really that funny. And I became quite disillusioned with all the, you know, the pre-planning, the knowing the energy. It's like, well, who cares if I know it, right? Who cares? When I look at the chart for my year, I was supposed to have this experience of being in a really great, balanced and foundational, steady, stable energy. That's what the numbers were showing me, is I was going to, if I did the work that year, if I showed up and played with the energy and really, you know, became that version of myself who leaned into the opportunity side of the energy, as opposed to just walking with the challenges all the time, I was supposed to have this experience of stability. Well, what I felt was complete instability, complete emotional meltdown, darkness, all of that. And so I decided, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not doing this anymore. I don't want to know what energy I'm swimming in. I stopped pulling my daily energy. I stopped looking at the, you know, all of it. I just put it all aside and I sat with myself. I sat with myself and it took, gosh, it took several months, like probably October, November, December, where I just swam in the darkness. And of course, it wasn't all like that. You know, definitely still things progressed and still I was surrounded by people I loved and all of that. But the undertone of every day was very much, I don't even know what to call it, but it was just, I have a friend who really held space for me at the time. She's a somatic experiencing practitioner. And she goes, you know, she said, you're like the goo in the chrysalis. You've gone into the cocoon and now you're dissolving. You're literally becoming goo so that you can emerge as something different, something greater, something more of you. And that was the best analogy for that time, because that's what it felt like. Emotionally, mentally, right? Even spiritually, what happened during that time is I decided, you know, if nothing matters, if nothing truly matters, then what can I connect to? And the only thing that I could connect to, that I could sort of hang my belief on, was my heart and my connection to my soul through my heart space. And so I started meditating. Started meditating like a fiend. I had done meditation on and off, you know, for years. But this time I was like, you know what? I'm here. I know I matter. I know my energy matters. My frequency matters. My life matters. And so I'm going to find that connection place. And so I started meditating every day, sometimes multiple times a day. And I didn't necessarily connect to anything grand or anything super light right away. But I did connect back to a place where I could be with myself and I could be with the darkness and all the things I was feeling. And I can tell you, this pushed me to this pushed me up against my own personal walls, because one of the things I teach is how to walk with your emotions, how to feel. And as Kyle Cease would say, stay in the room with them. And so I was practicing all the things that I knew to make it through, in addition to adding the meditation and that absolute prioritization of connection with myself and my soul, my soul energy, that higher wisdom that that I know is available to all of us. And I was having tea with my mom, and she said something to me that not necessarily snapped me out of it, because it took a little while for me to really ground and integrate what she said. But she said, you're trying to do something, right? You're not being who you want to be. And she drew this little formula on a piece of paper for me that said, be, do, have. And I'm pretty sure I've talked about this on a previous episode, but it wasn't until I started reflecting on why I love numerology so much. And I've been talking about, you know, numerology the last several episodes. And it's now, several months later, that I've been able to put two and two together. The energy of foundation and stability that I was playing in last year in the fall, right? And because I have now studied both levels of numerology, I have the practical, I have the advanced, I have all the layers. What I was missing then that I can see so plainly now is that I was trying to do stability and foundation. I was doing all the things, but what the energy is always, always inviting us to consider is who we are being. And I had to sit on my couch for 3 months and stew in the goo and dissolve the doing so that I could connect to my being. This is why the meditation worked so well and continues to work so well for me. It's like I had finally gotten to a place in myself where I was ready to fully embrace beingness so that I could then do from a place of more alignment, so that I could then have the experiences, all of the results that I would love. So being. And this is what numerology has brought me back to, because now as I'm preparing to study numerology again with Megan coming up, I'm going to sit in again and audit the classes to get a deeper understanding yet again of what this art of interpretation of energy offers us. I realized that there's often nothing to do. We fill our time with doing. We distract ourselves with doing, whether it's cleaning, exercise, you know, other uses of substances or whatever, right? They're all distractions, because we are sometimes so uncomfortable with being with ourselves. And so now as I look back at my chart, I'm like, of course the energy was inviting me to be stable in all the four various areas that numerology covers, right? Your spiritual, your work, your relationships, your emotional, right? Yourself, your relationships with people outside of you, all of that was on the table, and I was fighting the current, right? I thought I had to do certain things in order for that to be stable, rather than just being with myself in a place of stability. And of course, I often say, I had to learn the hard way. I had to have a dark night of the soul to push me up against the wall so that I could be like, oh, Right. And so as I am preparing to audit Megan's classes, as I'm helping her share the information that she wants to share out with the world, out with my listeners, right, with my community, I am realizing that it's who we are being that is the most important, because sometimes if we're not in the right place being wise, it doesn't matter what we do, we will not get where we want to go. We're going to bang our head against the wall over and over again, unless we figured out the being piece. And so when you own who you are, when you claim that connection to yourself, and again, there are many systems that can help remind you of who you fundamentally are, your code, whether it's human design, astrology, Enneagram, Myers-Briggs, it doesn't matter. My tool of choice happens to be numerology combined with the wisdom of the Akashic Records. When you can own who you are, because you know who you are, you remember it, you learn some information, or you learn how to access a set of systems or structures to tap into that wisdom of your soul, then there's nothing to do. You focus on being more of that. And absolutely, there may be some clearing to do, some unraveling, but you do the clearing and the unraveling to be more of you. And by being, you actually step more into the person of who you already are at the core before life told you who you should be, before life told you you're too sensitive, you shouldn't make waves, you should do, you know, go down this career path because that will bring you success or security or safety or whatever it is, right? You should. What numerology does and what it has always done and what it showed me, you know, now that I'm reflecting back on my fall and now my winter of this year, who I've become as a result of going through that. And now I've picked numerology back up again and gone back to it. And I don't hate it anymore, but I needed to throw it all away to have that realization so I could pick it back up and work with it with a new commitment, a new reverence, right? A new relationship to the power of knowing the energies we're swimming in. It helps you be you, because she is in there. He is in there. They are in there, right? They are in there, and you can find them, whatever your pronouns are. You can find yourself inside, not outside. Outside, the system of numerology will simply light the path. And if you choose to even combine it with the Akashic Records like I do and Megan does, it will just light up the path even brighter. So it will help you connect to your energetic blueprint, to your fundamental code. And there are layers to it. Megan is teaching an aspect of the layers of who we are called aligned abundance codes. When you know the various layers, even if you end up not studying numerology with her, or if you just pick up a book and read about it, or if you're curious one day, knowing just this layer about yourself, about how to access your abundance code within the energetic grid that you live in, will change things for you. It will help you broaden the way you see yourself. It will help you tap into who you are meant to be when you remember your soul blueprint, when you remember why you're here, when you remember why you matter, why your frequency matters, why your life matters and how it matters. All this information through numerology, through the Akashic Records, through whatever source you get it from, is literally here to help you remember more of you. And that's what it helped me do. And so now sitting here on the other side, it's like, oh, I love this so much. I love this so much, because sometimes you got to forget in order to remember it that much stronger. And what I love about our soul and our spirit, what I love about the universe, is it never leaves us behind. It never turns us our backs. It never turns its back on us. It always waits and holds space for us in love, because it knows that eventually we'll catch on, right? And so that wisdom of your soul that wisdom that you can decode through the numbers, knowing what your numbers mean about you, what your numbers mean about your world, how you can interpret the patterns of your life, of what you're swimming in, the energy you're swimming in. They will help you come back to you and fall in love with yourself even more, fall in love with your life even more, help you be more of who you want to be without changing your fundamental self. You don't have to become someone else. You can simply be more of who you are, but it helps to know who you are. And some of this stuff is so unconscious to us because we've forgotten. So I invite you to sign up for Megan's free training. Whether you continue to study with her after that, it doesn't matter. But sign up for her free training because it will help connect you to an aspect of yourself that you might be looking for. You might not know yet that it exists. I'll put the links in the show notes and I will be there with you. And if you have any questions, anything that has come up for you as a result of listening to me share this story, I'm not someone who easily shares my dark moments. It's hard because I don't like the messy stuff. Like, I'm happy to go through it, but then sharing it with the world, it's like, I don't know if I want to show people my messy stuff. But I've walked through it, and I can say with honesty and truth that one of the tools that has yet again helped me shine my path, light up my path, connect back to my path is numerology. And I'm so grateful for it. All right, I'll see you next time. Have a beautiful day.